Well, praise the Lord. This is John S. Terrell. I'm going to be recording some current events from time to time. It's been a long time since I've been on the radio, and when I did current event on the radio, I actually could be just on a few stations. But using the internet and a website, I can actually speak to any place on this planet, and anyone on earth can pick this up. Before I go on, I'd like just to pray, and I'm going to bring something very, very interesting to you. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now for anointing me, helping to speak, Father God, and let this be something that would help people to understand current events and also bring them more into prayer and to seek your face. And I bless you now, Lord, and I thank you for your presence here. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is April the 13th. And yesterday, as I was studying income information, I picked up an article that was printed in London, England. The newspaper there is The Sun, S-U-N. And they had a headline, Sense of Urgency, cited by Bolton on Iran, a bomb. I read from the article. When the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, lands in Tehran today, he will step into the new reality created by yesterday's announcement by mullahs that Iran has joined the group of nuclear nations. The brazen boast in Tehran yesterday that Iran is now able to enrich uranium independently instantly changed the diplomatic landscape, but at the United Nations, few diplomats expected any action from the Security Council before April 28, when Mr. El-Baradei is scheduled to report on Tehran's compliance with the Council's demand to stop all enrichment activities. All eyes are now on El-Baradei, an American official said yesterday. America is expected to argue that Iran is in non-compliance with last month's unanimous statement by the Security Council and ask for punitive measures. Iran is not paying attention to what the Security Council said, American Ambassador John Bolton told the New York Sun. The Islamic Republic clerics show why we feel a real sense of urgency, added. Iran has to realize that it is clearly going down the wrong road. An IAEA official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the agency was not immediately able to verify yesterday's announcement by Iran's Atomic Organization Chief, Gholam Reza Aghazadeh, that Iranian scientists have succeeded in enriching uranium at Natanz to the level of 3.5%. IAEA inspectors expect to look today at cameras and other devices installed in Iranian nuclear facilities. What you're seeing right now is a lot of activity behind the scenes and a lot of talking publicly. As I laid out in my latest newsletter that you can find on the internet, I simply stated this, that the nation of Israel cannot tolerate Iran having nuclear weapons. As I looked upon some of the information coming in from Israel yesterday, it was clearly stated there by military planners and intelligence officers that there is a military preparation in the state of Israel right now, as I have laid out in my newsletter. At the same time, you've heard the President of the United States simply say that the talk about bombing Iran using nukes is just a lot of wild speculation. But you got to understand how the political world works. What they do is that they will send out what they will actually what they call leak information out. It's called a trial balloon to see which way the wind is blowing and what people are saying when they hear different situations. If they feel that there's a lot of resistance, they will try to go in a different direction. The current upheaval over immigration policies right now is a diversion. It is a diversion that was created by politicians. This is a problem that has been existing for a long, long time. And ask yourself this, why do we have such large demonstrations just now? Why are hundreds of thousands of people out there right now? Are they doing that because they feel led to? Is it spontaneous? Or is this something very well organized? The answer to that is, it is very well organized. At this time, the leadership in the United States and the leadership in Israel, which are under the world government, do not want people to think too much about Iran. They want a diversion. And as I have stated in my newsletter, it will be impossible politically for the United States to attack Iran. That will be suicide for President George W. Bush. It would simply create an enormous outburst of rejection here in America. What they are going to do is that they're going to have Israel launch an attack upon Iran. And then, as Iran is recoiling and trying to strike back, then, of course, the United States has to go in to support the nation of Israel. I believe that we are in the most dangerous times right now. And if the Iranians do not back down, and we got to understand now their theology and thinking is different than ours. A Christian will not commit suicide. A Muslim will gladly commit suicide if he is told it's for the cause of Islam. Just like we had the Japanese kamikaze pilots in World War II sacrificing their lives. The people in leadership, the mullahs, the clergy, the Islamic leadership in Iran, they really do not care if Tehran is nuked and half the population is killed. They want to make a statement. And what they want to do is they want to wipe out the state of Israel. That has been the goal of Islam for a long, long time. Because they want to rule supreme in the Middle East. If the Iranian government get their hands on atomic bombs, they will use them. Without any questions, just like we have the suicide bombers in Iraq and in other places. The Israeli government knows that, and they simply know this. Either strike now or suffer a nuclear attack on the state of Israel. The state of Israel is too small to sustain that. It will do tremendous damage, and it would simply destroy the nation of Israel as we have it today. So I just want to caution you, keep your eyes upon Jesus. Remember this, there's a tremendous push underneath the surface, lots of military activity. And if you really want to understand how things are working, read my newsletter, and also some older newsletters I have, when, for example, England and France, together with Israel, attacked Egypt in 1956. The same scenario is happening today. Talk at the United Nations, a lot of diplomatic activity, people running here, running there, and then boom, the military would strike, and there's no more diplomacy. This has been John S. Terrell bring you a report, a current event, and I will from time to time now begin to address events happening in the world and share with you how I see things happening and what God is telling me. May God richly bless you, and remember this, pray, fast, and today is a day that we want to minister, to evangelize, and bring people to Christ before it is too late.